Jean Louise Langstrom was born in province of Normandy, France, and arrived in Alaska in 1900. She came to the north and came to Alaska in 1900, first going to Dawson, later coming to Fairbanks, where she met and married Richard Langstrom. For a time, the couple made their home in Livengood, later removing to Fairbanks. Mrs. Langstrom passed away November 8th after a prolonged illness. That was in 1951. Her maiden name was Jean Louise Leonard, born in France in the year 1880. When she died, this following article appeared in the newspaper. Funeral services were held for Mrs. Richard Langstrom, who died last Thursday morning in St. Joseph's Hospital, Sunday afternoon under the auspices of the Pioneer Women of Alaska. Mrs. Langstrom, pioneer resident of the North, died shortly after being taken to the hospital. She leaves her husband, Winchman, for the Fairbanks Exploration Company. The couple lived at 814 3rd Avenue. The pioneer woman came north in 1900, first going to Dawson. She married in Livengood. Resting place is Birch Hill Cemetery in the Pioneer Lot. Ebba Maben, another member of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, was born 29th of September in 1881 in Sweden. She arrived in Skagway November 2nd, 1899. Her application to belong to join the Pioneer Women of Alaska, or it was called Pioneer Igloo No. 3 at the time, back in 1916, when they organized. She wrote, "I lived in Skagway about 3 years, at Rampart about 1 year. I came to Fairbanks in July of 1904 and have made Fairbanks my home most of the time. My pioneering has been very pleasant." And that's all that Ebba Maben writes about herself. I think Ebba is one of the few surviving members of Pioneer Women of Alaska. Louise Jane, Louise Jane Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-C-K-S, born in Ohio, came to Alaska March 27th, 1898. She again writes a very brief history. Came via the Chilkoot Pass, built boat at Lindeman Lake, and floated down to Eagle, Alaska, arriving there about July 1st, 1898. Lived there about 7 years and came to Fairbanks in April of 1905. Mabel M. Moore was born in Devonshire, England, came to Alaska, arriving in June 6th in 1896. Was married to James Grant Moore, December 24th, 1895. Came to Alaska the following year. Moved to Douglas Island in the fall of 96. In October of 97, made a trip to Puget Sound, returning in January of 98, coming on to Dyea, thence to Dawson, where we arrived July 22nd, 1898. Have one son, born at Dawson, April 24th, 1900. Moved to Fairbanks in 1904. Made trip to States in 1905, returning in 1906, and have remained to date, which is March 28th, 1919. Mrs. Emma Wells McKinnon was born in Savannah, Missouri, January 24th, 1868. She arrived in Alaska in 1907, and though she spent most of her winters outside, she called Fairbanks home. She died March 24, 1965, in Prescott, Arizona. Her body was flown to Fairbanks for services and burial. She was the past worthy matron of the Midnight Sun Chapter, Order of Eastern Star, past president of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, and mother of the Fairbanks Rotary Club. Her husband, Tom McKinnon, and her two sons, Bernie Carr and Thomas Carr, preceded her in death. Mary Catherine McKinnon was born in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and arrived in Alaska January 16, 1898. And she writes, "Although I came in at an early date, I suffered no hardship as had been the experience of many other early arrivals. I arrived in Skagway January 16, 1898. Went to Haines and stayed there until I could get to Lake Bennett on the railroad. Then went to Dawson, was there until 1900 when I went to Nome. After a year at Nome, I came back to Dawson. I went outside, returning in 1901. Came to Fairbanks on June 5th, 1903, and have been here ever since. And the nearest I came to hardship was that winter, but there was so much pleasure and good fellowship that made it easy. To belong to the Pioneer Women of Alaska should be ample reward for all of our hardship." Alice E. Miller was born on a ranch near Gardner, Montana, and came to Alaska in the spring of 1900. She gives no history on herself, so sorry I can't do anything on her. Mary Miller was born in Anaconda, Montana, and arrived in Alaska September 27th, 1906. She graduated from Fairbanks High School, attended Oregon Agricultural College for 2 years, came north and expect to live here. I'm now employed in the United States Attorney's Office here in Fairbanks. I think that was Mary, the daughter of Mrs. Mary Miller, the pioneer. Mrs. Frank Miller. And then this Mary Miller, I think, was the later Mary Ferran. Yeah, it had to be. Still living now in Seattle. The mother of Cliff Berglund of the city. In November 20th, 1961, issue of the News Miner, there's a story on Mary Miller, the elder Mary Miller. Well, it's really on her son. I'll read the story. William J. Miller, son of Mrs. Mary Miller of Fairbanks, returned home Friday and will remain here a week, visiting his mother, brothers, and sisters. Miller is with the U.S. Information Agency and is stationed in Bombay, India. He returned to the United States with his family October 20th after serving 2 years in India as press and publications officer for USIA. While in Fairbanks, Miller is staying with his sister, Mrs. Stanley D. Vasquez. Two brothers, Bobby and Maxie, are in the equipment business in Fairbanks. Miller's family is in Seattle and will come through here in about 2 months on their return to India. Mrs. Miller is a former Miss Marie Smith of Seattle. They have three children, Scott, Blair, and Stacy. Both Mr. and Mrs. Miller graduated from Leland Stanford University. He received his B.S. degree in 1949 and later did graduate work at Stanford in the Political Science Department. Miller joined the USIA overseas staff 5 years ago. His first assignment was as administrative officer in Dhaka, East Pakistan. Prior to his USIA activities, Mr. Miller served with the Department of Agriculture as management and program analyst in San Francisco and Washington, D.C. He operated a trucking organization in Fairbanks immediately before and during World War II. Blaine, who wrote for the News Miner, did a story on Mary Miller one time, and I'll just read that because some of her good history. She said, "My husband and I arrived here on the last boat up the river on September 27, 1906, recalled Mrs. Mary Miller, who resides at 214 Illinois Street in Fairbanks. It took exactly 1 month to make the trip from Anaconda, Montana. Mrs. Miller was born in Vienna, Austria, the daughter of a grocer and part-time farmer. She came to America in 1903 to visit her father, two brothers and one sister who were living in Anaconda. Her marriage to Frank Miller on October 18, 1903, Alaska Day, ended any thought she may have had of returning to Austria. Frank had three friends mining on Pedro Creek in 1906, and they talked him into coming to Fairbanks. We took a boat from Seattle to Juneau, then to Skagway, Whitehorse, down to Dawson. We had to wait 9 days to transfer to a smaller steamer at Dawson. Water was very low on the Yukon that fall. It was too late in the season to do much mining, so Frank decided to go into business. He took over a hotel and restaurant called the Miner's Home. We stayed in this business until the Alaska Railroad bought us out in 1922. Besides running the business, my husband went mining, going to the Kuskokwim, Livengood, Bonnefield, and Chena Hot Springs districts. I still own mining property on Esther Creek and in Livengood. We operated a farm west of the U.S. Government Experiment Station where I spent the summers with the children. We raised 9 youngsters in Fairbanks, all of whom finished high school here," said Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller is very proud of her family, and her apartment is adorned with dozens of photos of all of them. She has every right to be. One son, Henry, gained national fame when he was. Start that over again. One son, Henry, gained national fame when, as a lieutenant in the Navy, he was chosen to train the Doolittle Flyers for their air raid over Tokyo during World War II. After graduating from Fairbanks High School in 1929, Henry attended the Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland. He stayed in the Navy and was decorated several times during the war, and then was commander of Air Group 6, one of the hottest fighting units in the Pacific. He was credited with shooting down several Jap planes. Today he is Rear Admiral Miller and commander of Carrier Division 15, operating in the Pacific. His family resides in San Diego, California. William Miller is with the Office of Information in the State Department and is stationed in Bombay, India. He graduated from Stanford with a law degree. Billy will visit here with Mrs. Miller next month, taking a vacation from his post in India. Robert Miller is a partner with George and Harry Bentley in an equipment business 1/2 mile on the Steese Highway. He has an interest in Northern Consolidated Airlines and was a partner in the Alaska Chemical Company before he sold out this spring. Maxie is an equipment business at the intersection of College Road and Illinois Street. Mary is married to William Ferran, an oil geologist, and lives in Seattle. Albina is with the Department of Health and Welfare in Washington, D.C., and Josephine lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She is married to a department store manager. Emma is married to Stanley Vasquez, and they operate Alaska Office Supply in Fairbanks. Polly, another daughter, passed away in 1933 in Los Angeles, and Frank Miller died here in 1940. Mrs. Miller makes a trip to the States every 2 years to visit with her children. She is a past president of the Pioneer Women of Alaska and served as Queen Regent during the Winter Carnival in 1937. We had beautiful weather during the carnival that spring, recalled Mrs. Miller. The 55 years I've spent in Fairbanks have been very pleasant ones, said Mrs. Miller, and I have no intentions of living in the States. Besides, the heat down there bothers me. Back in 37, when she was elected Queen Regent, this is the story that was written about her at that time. Mrs. Frank Miller of Garden Island was unanimously elected Queen Regent for the forthcoming carnival at a meeting of the Pioneer Women Saturday night. Mrs. Miller was born in Austria and came to the United States when a girl, taking up her residence in Anaconda, Montana, where relatives of hers. There she was married to Mr. Miller. When they learned of the gold strikes at Dawson and Fairbanks, they decided to try their luck in the northern country. So in 1960, they landed in Skagway, went on to Dawson, thence to Fairbanks by boat. With them were their daughters Mary, now Mrs. C.E. Berglund of Fairbanks, and Albina, now secretary to H.M. Snell of the Alaska Railroad office in Chicago. Mr. and Mrs. Miller have lived continuously in Fairbanks since 1906, with the exception of Mrs. Miller, who has made a couple of trips to the States to visit her brothers and sisters in Montana and Anaconda Health. Seven children were born in Fairbanks to them, and all received their education in Fairbanks. Robert, now working at Lavery's store, William, now attending the University of Alaska, Max, manager of General Transportation Company, Josephine Miller, now working with the PWA in Washington, D.C., Henry, now ensign in the USS Texas, on the USS Texas, graduate of Annapolis, and Emma, now attending the University of Washington. Mr. Miller was for years owner of the Miners' Home Hotel and Saloon at Fairbanks Flat in Iditarod. During later years, he has been engaged in farming on his farm near Happy and mining various sections of the country, and his properties in the Big Chena Country, Bonnefield, Esther, Lavengood, and on Goldstream. Albina Miller, another daughter of pioneer Mary Miller, born in Anaconda, Montana, arrived in Alaska September 27, 1906. Remember the Pioneer Women of Alaska. A graduate of Fairbanks High School, attended the Alaska College and School of Mines 2 years and registered in business administration. During the summer, I'm employed in the office of R.F. Roth and Morton E. Stevens. Roth is an attorney here. He's the father of, I think he was the father of Dorothy Loftus. Okay, Mary Miller Paran, Mary Miller Berglund Paran, and Albina Miller, the only two daughters of Pioneer Mrs. Mary Miller, who belonged to Pioneer Women of Alaska, and the reason for that is that they were born in Montana and they came to the North Country. The other daughters were born here in Alaska. According to the rules of Pioneer Women of Alaska, you must have come to the Northland or the Yukon Drainage, Alaska or the Yukon Drainage, prior to January 1, 1908. If you were born in Alaska prior to that time, you weren't eligible to join. There are a lot of women still living in Alaska who were born here before 1908 but do not belong because of that clause in their membership. Mrs. Susan McKinnon, whose husband's name was Daniel, arrived in Alaska in 1898. She was an early resident of Montana. She came to Dawson, crossing the Chilkoot Pass in 1898. She was interested in mining there on Gold Run and Sulphur Creeks. Came to Fairbanks in 1905. Later going to the Iditarod and from there to Bremerton, Washington, returning to Fairbanks about 1929, where she lived until her death, August 1, 1934, nearly 80 years old. Almost up to the time of her going, she could relate innumerable stories interesting and amusing of early day experiences. A daughter lives in Seattle. When Mrs. McKinnon died, this is the article that appeared in the News Miner. It's a date written on here, August 1, 1934. Mrs. Daniel McKinnon, 80 years old, passed away late yesterday afternoon at her home at 7th and Perry Streets in Fairbanks. She had been a resident of this city many years. She was a member of the Pioneer Women of Alaska and the Order of Eastern Star. She is survived by her husband. Funeral services will be under the auspices of the Pioneer Women at 2:30 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the chapel of H.H. Ross Mortuary, Reverend John E. Youel, Y-O-U-E-L, will deliver the address. Interment will be in the Fairbanks Cemetery. Following the funeral, this Mark's Bandit story appeared. Funeral services were held this afternoon for the late Mrs. Daniel McKinnon. The rites took place in the chapel of Hosea H. Ross Mortuary under auspices of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, of which Mrs. McKinnon was a member. She also was a member of the Eastern Star. Reverend John E. Youel, pastor of the Presbyterian Church, preached the funeral sermon. A violin solo was played by Miss Virginia Brown, accompanied on the organ by Mrs. W.C. Ross. Vocal selections were rendered by a trio composed of James Hutchison, Thomas Lemoore, and Cullen Whitner. Many friends of the deceased attended the exercises, and there was a profusion of beautiful floral tributes. Pallbearers were Andrew Nerland, Hal Bailey, T.H. Deal, Arthur S. Brown, Thomas Cork, and R.E. Sheldon. Interment was in the Masonic plot of Fairbanks Cemetery. Mrs. McKinnon first came north in 1898. She crossed the Chilkoot Pass that year going to Dawson. In the Klondike, she became interested in mining claims in Gold Run and Sulphur Creeks. She came to Dawson in 1905 and lived in this city or its vicinity ever since. Before coming to Alaska, Mrs. McKinnon lived in Montana. She was one of the early residents of that state. Susan M. McQuarrie, it's spelled M-A-C, capital Q-U-A-R-R-I-E, born in New Brunswick, arrived in Alaska July 2, 1908 at Chena. She writes, I joined the Pioneer Women of Alaska, Igloo No. 3, on February 2, 1924. Lived on Esther Creek for several years, moved to Fairbanks where my home is at present date, which is February 5th, 1924. So she joined the Pioneers in 1924. Mrs. McQuarrie died at 82. Jessen's Weekly of April 30th, 1948 carries this story. So she died in April 48. Mrs. Susan McQuarrie, widow of George A. McQuarrie, affectionately known by her host of friends as Aunt Nettie, died about 9 o'clock Wednesday night after a long illness. She was 82 years old on Valentine's Day. Mrs. McQuarrie was born in Moncton, New Brunswick, and married there to Mr. Fitchett, who died after 3 years. To this union was born Anne Fitchett, who died a few years ago as Anne Kreitz. She was married to George McQuarrie in 1905 after the latter, whom she had known in Canada, had made a stake in Alaska and joined her in Canyon City, Colorado, where the ceremony took place at the home of her sister, Mrs. Love. The McQuarries and Loves came to Alaska together, landing from the boat at Chena. McQuarrie had a beautiful home at Esther, where he mined for many years, and Mrs. McQuarrie not only raised her own child, but her sister's 3 children. Max Love of North Pole Bakery and his 2 sisters. Mrs. Love in the meantime was matron in charge of St. Matthew's Hospital in Fairbanks, which was later torn down and moved to Nenana, just in time to be carried away by the flood. Later, the Macquaries bought a place in Fairbanks at 1011 First Avenue. Macquarie sold his mining property, the last of it, to the FE Company. 12 years ago, he died. Mrs. Macquarie was a prominent officer in the Eastern Star, was a charter member of the Pioneer Women, was active in St. Matthew's Church work, and was treasurer of the library until her health failed. She was very prominent in Fairbanks society and was active in civic and philanthropic work until illness forced her retirement. Mrs. Macquarie's daughter, Anne Kreitz, died a few years ago. She leaves two granddaughters, Mrs. Mary Pillsbury of Chico, California, and Elizabeth Ann Kreitz, who is with the University Extension Service in Fairbanks, and who was with her grandmother at the time of her death. She had been confined to her bed since Palm Sunday. Funeral arrangements are being made through Phillips and Mapleton, with indications that services would be held Sunday. Larissa Jane Maddox, first name is spelled Lurissa Maddox, Maddocks, was born in Guernsey County, Ohio, arrived in Alaska March 25, 1898. Arrived in Dawson June 26, 1898, in Eagle, Alaska July 1, 1898. Remained there until April 1, 1905, where I was postmaster and was also engaged in a hotel and restaurant business. Arrived in Fairbanks April 15, 1905. Was married to Roy E. Maddox May 24, 1906. Have one son, David Roy Maddox, who was born October 9, 1909, have lived and am still living in Fairbanks since. Carolina Markusson, Markusson, born in Sweden and arrived in Alaska in 1902. When she joined the pioneers, she wrote the following: I haven't anything to write about, but I always have liked the way we all have it here, and I am always ready to stand up for the place I get my support. When we were at Dawson, we were doing splendid. The social life I have not been in, so can write nothing of that life. Too bad she didn't write about Dawson. Mrs. Marcus's died June 11th, 1921. It was part of a clipping from the, I don't know what paper it was, but when she died, it reads, "This morning at 3:30, death claimed Mrs. Thomas Markusson following a brave fight and long illness. Mrs. Markusson, frail for many years, through her disposition had endeared herself to all with whom she came in contact, and the news of her death this morning casts a shadow over the entire community. For more than 20 years, Mrs. Markusson has been a resident of Alaska, having lived at Esther Creek during the early days and later moving to town. She is survived by her husband, Tom Markusson, a member of the force of the local federal jail. The deceased was a member of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, and the funeral service will be under the auspices of the local organization. The funeral will be held at Eagles Hall, 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, and the remains may be viewed at the..." That's all I can read. The rest of the article has been torn away. Sally L. McCandless, M.C., capital C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, was born in Lexington, Kentucky, and came to Alaska June 20th, 1899. She writes on her application for membership in the Pioneers of Alaska Igloo Number 3. "Leaving Seattle, Washington on May 19, 1899, came through to Dawson accompanied by my daughter, Ervil, I think Ervill, McCandless, then 2 years old. We came over the White Pass route by team of horses and part of the way walking. We stayed in Dawson only 10 days, then we went to the 40-mile country. I was the first white woman on Wade Creek. Lived there until 1927. Never lived or owned mining property any place else. Until the present time, we have bought all the greenstone in the Ruby District. This will be our home indefinitely. There's an obituary on Mrs. McCandless, but no date. Just October 24th, but no year. Christian Science funeral services for Mrs. Sarah L. McCandless, 69 years old, a Yukon Territory pioneer, well known in Pacific Northwest and Alaska mining circles, who died suddenly Tuesday at their home at 4010 Francis Avenue. Will be read at 4 o'clock tomorrow in the Johnson and Hamilton Funeral Home, followed by cremation. Robert W. Wells, CSR, will officiate. Mrs. McCandless, widow of Albert A. McCandless, a pioneer Alaska miner, who died about 3 years ago, was born in Lexington, Kentucky. She first came to Seattle in 1900 on her way to Dawson to join her husband, who was mining along the Jack Wade Creek. In 1935, she moved to the Lower River area near Fairbanks and with her husband owned a mine at Greenstone in the Ruby District. After her husband's death, she carried on her mining interest by traveling to Alaska by air, but made her home the past 6 years in Seattle. She was a member of the Fourth Church of Christ Scientist, the Ladies of the Golden North, an auxiliary of the Alaska Yukon Pioneers, and the Rhododendron Lodge of number 45, Order of Eastern Star of Aberdeen, Grays Harbor County. Surviving are two sisters, Mrs. E. H. Turner and Mrs. Elizabeth Fisher, both of Seattle, a brother, J. O. McKinney, Alhambra, California, and a grandson, A. G. Atworth, Jr., a staff sergeant with the Army in the South Pacific. Apparently died during the war years. Elsa Anson McGee, middle name is spelled A-N-S-I-N, last name M-C, capital G-E-E, was born in Latavia, arrived in Alaska May 22, 1904, at Circle City. She writes, came to Fairbanks July 18th or 20th, 1904, lived on Fairbanks Creek until 1907, and then on Vault Creek and Esther Creek. 1910, went to Manly Hot Springs, stayed there 1 year, and went to Ruby, where I lived until 1931. Then came to Nenana, stayed 1 year, in Nenana that is, and came to Fairbanks. There's a Mrs. Mitchell, it looks like E-L-I-E-L-Y-A, Elia, E-L-Y-A, or could it be E-L-I-J-A, not sure. She was born in Hiawatha, Kansas, arrived in Alaska July 1908. She writes, graduated from high school in 1914 and was married on November 24th, 1914. Have two children, Dorothy Eileen and Robert John. I wonder if that could be Bob Mitchell, who is associated with Jim Company and Mitchell Trucking. Could be his mother. Bertha C. Moody, was born in San Francisco, California, arrived in Alaska August 3rd, 1901 at Skagway. Her husband was George E. Moody. Well, I don't know if it's her husband or not. It says here, in case of death, notify George E. Moody Fairbanks or Daphne Moody, 2428 College Road. Some kind of a court. Anyway, Mrs. Moody wrote this application to the Pioneer Women of Alaska on March 1st, 1924. She was born December 14th, 1871, married June 29th, 1892. Her husband, George Clifford Moody. A daughter is Daphne Irene. Now, at this time in 1924, Mrs. Reed Harris of Napa, California, born November 6, 1894, at Napa, California. A son, Clifford Moody, born January 20, 1896, at South San Francisco, resides in Brooklyn, New York. Again, this is back in 1924. A son, George Bertram Moody, born April 30, 1906, at Fairbanks, Alaska. A son, James Edson Moody, born July 27, 1911, at Fairbanks, Alaska. She writes that she spent 3 years in Dawson, Yukon Territory, coming to Fairbanks in 1904, drifting down the Yukon River in a scow, being swamped with heavy losses in Rampart Rapids. From Fort Gibbon, proceeded up the Tanana River on the steamer Helen Bruce as far as Big John Slough, 35 miles below Chena, where we were frozen in. Balance of the trip to Fairbanks was made on foot in 40 degree below zero weather, dogs having been lost on the Yukon. Joined Igloo No. 3, Pioneer Women of Alaska, April 3, 1919. Elected secretary December 3rd, 1921, entering the third term as secretary. She adds a note, my father, G. Can't read that, maybe it's N. N-I-E-G-L-E-R. An American citizen and a veteran of Civil War, enlisted as a drummer at 16, later became dispatch carrier for Abraham Lincoln. And entered the Navy at the close of the war and cruised the waters of Alaska, entering the Bering Sea, and with a detachment of officers and men entered the mouth of the Yukon in a small boat proceeding upriver between 200 and 300 miles, about 1866. My oldest son served overseas as corporal of an ordnance corps, the 116th Engineers, during the World War. Now this, again, was written by Bertha Moody, and she writes this little history on herself in March of 1924. I'm going to read that again just for my own memory. The note following her personal history. My father, G. Heigler, determined that as an H, H-I-E-G-L-E-R, George G. Heigler, an American citizen and a veteran of the Civil War, enlisted as a drummer boy at 16, later became dispatch carrier for Abraham Lincoln, entered the Navy at the close of the war and cruised the waters of Alaska, entering the Bering Sea, and with a detachment of officers and men entered the mouth of the Yukon in a small boat proceeding upriver between 200 and 300 miles, about 1866. My oldest son served overseas as corporal of an ordnance corps, 116th Engineers, during the World War. Bertha Moody. Here's another little bit that Bertha Moody wrote about herself. She writes, She arrived in Fairbanks around December 5th or 7th in 1904. Went to Dawson, Yukon Territory in the fall of 1901. Lived on Lower Bonanza Creek until 1904 when we started for Fairbanks, floating down the Yukon on a scow. At Fort Gibbon, boarded the steamer Helen Bruce, which tied up at Stevens Village on the Tanana, where we were compelled to wait until the ice formed before one were able to come to Fairbanks, arriving there about December 5th or 7th in minus 40 degree below weather. Had two children, a girl and a boy, born in California, and two boys born in Fairbanks. The youngest boy died in 1936. My husband, George C. Moody, died in 1935. Now this, I don't know when this little note was written. Mrs. Moody was pretty well known in the Esther area. She's wrong on Stevens Village here. She said that they tied up at Stevens Village on the Tanana. And Stevens Village is on the Yukon. Another place she writes where they were icebound, 35 miles down the Tanana from Chena. She must have meant Tolovana or Manly Hot Springs. Because, or Minto's on the Minto, the village of Minto, perhaps, she meant. It's downriver from Chena. Maria Morgan, who was born in Germany, arrived in Dawson in 1902. Another member of Pioneer Igloo Number 3, which was at the time it formed strictly a female organization. She writes, I was married in Dawson in 1903, moved to Fairbanks in 1904, lived on 6 below Clary for a year, then moved to 10 below Dome Creek. Lived there about a year, then we moved to Dome City, which was a thriving place at that time, 1906 that is. We lived there a few months, then moved to Lower Dome Creek, where my husband was mining on what was called the Shakespeare Group. Moved to Fairbanks in 1911, where we have lived since, except 10 years spent outside from 1929 to 1939. When the call of the North proved stronger than any attraction outside. The summer of 1940, we drove to Dome City and found there was not one house standing. I picked raspberries in the very spot where our house once stood. It was a sad experience. My children were all born in Alaska. Donald, Alan Morgan, Elizabeth, Mildred Elizabeth Morgan, Kenneth Gordon Morgan, Eleanor Myrtle Gordon, James Thomas Gordon. Donald Allen was the first University of Alaska graduate who received an all-Alaska education. Now, in this year of 1945, as I look back, I can say my years in Alaska have been pleasant. I'm glad to have good friends. My children are all scattered, Donald in Denver, Mildred in Pullman, Kenneth is serving in the Canadian Forces. Eleanor is now U.S. Commissioner here, and Jimmy in the service at Fort Lewis. I'm truly grateful to be a member of the Women's Pioneer Lodge. That was, again, Mrs. Maria Morgan. Margaret Murray who is Mrs. Olus Murray is the wife of the late Dr. Olus Murray, who was a scientist and natural historian. Well, he is also an artist. Margaret Murray was the daughter of Minnie Gillette. She was born in Seattle, Washington, arrived in Juneau in 1904 and Fairbanks in 1911. She is the first girl graduate of the University of Alaska, then known as the Agricultural College and School of Mines. Another entry in the Pioneer Record book of an Elsa McGee, McGee. She writes, I arrived in Skagway on the 12th of April, 1904, walked from there to Whitehorse in 11 days, bought a small boat, then drifted down to Lake Barge, walked over the ice, looks like fishing the boat ahead to some river, or pushing the boat ahead to some river, question mark, drifted down to Dawson, stayed 12 days, then the same way down to Circle City, worked there 42 days, and again down the river as far as Tanana. From there boarded the steamer Tana and arrived in Fairbanks on the 22nd of August. Hard to read her writing. There's an obituary on her, no date on it. It's from Sitka, July 10th, but no year. A longtime resident of Fairbanks, of Alaska, that is. Let me start over again. Sitka, July 10th, Associated Press, Dateline. A longtime resident of Alaska, Mrs. Elsa McGee, died Friday at the Pioneer's home where she had been a guest since 1946. She was born in 1876 in Latavia and came to Alaska in 1906 after nursing in the Japanese-Russian War in 1904. She made her home at Ruby in Fairbanks, during which time she nursed many old-timers and served as a midwife, delivering many babies in remote areas. It is believed she delivered the first and only baby born on the Yukon River. The child was named Yukana. Once Mrs. McGee and Mrs. Anna Lemon, friends for over 40 years, made a 1,700-mile trip in an 18-foot boat from Whitehorse to Ruby. This was in 1919, and they were the first two white women to make the jaunt alone. In later years, she was the guard of the federal jail in Fairbanks. Funeral services were held this morning. There are no survivors. Emma Wells McKinnon. We had something on Mrs. McKinnon earlier on this tape, but I think this is a value. I'll repeat some of it. She writes in her application for the Pioneer Women of Alaska. Emma Wells McKinnon, born January 24, 1869 in Savannah, Missouri, arrived in Alaska in January of 1907. She says, came to Fairbanks from Valdez, Alaska via ore stagecoach and double ender with my son Thomas Wells' car. Have lived and made Fairbanks my home since that time. We arrived here sometime in March of 1907. We're 2 weeks en route. Something about this trail. Anyways, there were 2 weeks en route from Valdez to Fairbanks and four stage. On January 30th, 1962, the News Miner carried a story about Mrs. McKinnon celebrating her 94th birthday in Santa Barbara. It was written by Cliff Cernick, former editor of the News Miner, now who was then living in Santa Barbara. He writes, "Just 3 years after the end of the Civil War, she was born in the on the Missouri frontier. At the age of 7, she crossed the prairies in a covered wagon, going with her father and mother to a new homestead, which was later to become part of Rapid City, South Dakota. As a young girl, she saw Indians on the plains, looked in awe at Sitting Bull. As a young widow with 2 small boys to take care of, she came to Fairbanks when it was still a new town, the biggest log cabin town in the world. On her 94th birthday, Wednesday, Mrs. Emma McKinnon," of course this is 1962, "Mrs. Emma McKinnon looks back at the panorama of eventful years and finds them good. At 94, she's still spry, spunky, and optimistic, and she isn't living in the past by any means. Quote, I'm planning to take a jet to Fairbanks this summer after I see the Seattle World's Fair," she said. "Alaska is really God's country. I spent 54 years there, and I only wish I could see what the next 50 years will bring to Fairbanks and the rest of Alaska." Though Mrs. McKinnon has lived with deep sorrow, she lost her husband and 2 sons in a 5-year period. She has found the inner strength to live each day with faith and courage. At the Smarkin Retirement Residence in Santa Barbara, where she spends her winters, Mrs. McKinnon is known as one of the most cheerful and friendliest of all guests. Yesterday, her phone was kept busy with calls from friends. A stack of letters and cards from Alaska friends, including Eva McGowan, George Preston, and E.B. Collins, was on her table. A large orchid arrived from Hawaii friends. Though she'd be the last to admit it, Mrs. McKinnon seemed to be enjoying the fuss being made over her birthday. Her attractive new hairdo, stylish dress, and bright smiles were clues to the way she felt. In Fairbanks, where her husband, the late Tom McKinnon, was one of Alaska's mining leaders, she is known affectionately as Mother McKinnon. The Fairbanks Rotary, to which her late son Bernie Carr belonged, have named her Rotary Mother for life, an honor that has pleased Mrs. McKinnon immensely. "Those Rotary boys are just wonderful," she said. "I just love every one of them." Mrs. McKinnon is a past worthy matron of the Eastern Star and helped to organize a chapter of Midnight Sun No. 6 in Fairbanks. Of the 32 charter members, only she and 2 others are still living. When she comes to Fairbanks, she spends her time at a cabin she loves on Harding Lake, which has become a mecca for her host of friends among old-timers and chechakos alike. "If I had to do it all over again, the only thing I would change would be that I'd come to Fairbanks younger than I did," she said. Mrs. McKinnon came to Fairbanks in 1907. The first log cabin she bought was on 6th Avenue, and it was built from logs cut on the place. She and her family lived there from 1907 to 1920, when she met and married McKinnon, who mined in Live and Good, the Kuskokwim, Ruby, and Iditarod. Now she's 94. Behind her are colorful milestones in American history: covered wagon days, gold rush days, and roaring 20s. She cherishes them all, yet wants you to know that the finest days of all, really, are today and tomorrow. Mrs. McKinnon died in 1965, and a small clipping date with the date written on it through March 27, 1965, reads as follows. "The funeral of Mrs. Emma McKinnon, who died in Prescott, Arizona, will be at 1:30 Sunday at Fairbanks Memorial Chapel. Relatives have asked that donations be made to the Alaska Crippled Children's Association in lieu of flowers." Mildred Nerland, one of the few surviving members of Pioneer Women of Alaska, joined in 1959. There's no history on her, but there's a clipping here that was taken from the News Miner, December 2nd, 1959. I'll read it. Pioneer Women of Alaska, at their recent meeting, welcomed a new member, said goodbye to an old member, and greeted another member recently returned from Seattle. Mrs. Leslie Nerland is the new member and attended the dinner meeting at the home of Mrs. Anna Sheik, an honorary member of the group. Members welcomed back Mrs. Amanda T. Hansen, who underwent surgery in Seattle this fall. Mrs. Hansen is a group secretary. Mrs. Clara Rust received farewells and good wishes from her fellow members. She is leaving Fairbanks to take charge of the Alaska Friends Home in Seattle. The group elected and installed new officers for the coming year. These include Mrs. Harvey Carlisle, re-elected president, Mrs. Dennis Coyle, first vice president, Mrs. George Gasser, second vice president, Mrs. Hansen, re-elected secretary, Mrs. Louise Karsten, re-elected treasurer, Mrs. Leslie Nerland, chaplain, Mrs. Lillian Black, sergeant-at-arms, and Mrs. Merle Thomas, historian. Mrs. Carlisle is wintering in California and Georgia with her husband while he recuperates from surgery. Mrs. Coyle, who is a past president, presided at the meeting in Mrs. Carlisle's absence. She also acted as an installing officer. Members decided to continue sending holiday and birthday cards to the guests at the Pioneer's Home in Sitka. A special invitation was issued to those present at the meeting to attend the open house birthday tea honoring life member Mrs. Andrew Nerland on her 93rd birthday. The tea will be given by her family. The lodge will not meet again until March 8th, unless members decide to have a pre-Christmas party. A little more on Mrs. Nerland, Mildred Nerland, that is. Mrs. Mildred K. Nerland was born in Bellingham, Washington, and first came to the Petersburg area of Alaska in 1903, where her father had cannery interests. She was married to Leslie Nerland in Vancouver, B.C. in 1926, and in 1930 moved to Fairbanks with her son Jerry and her husband, who became associated in the family furniture business. In the 40 years she has been in Fairbanks, she has been in various community and organization activities. She travels regularly with her husband and assistant buying for their stores in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Maui in the Hawaiian Islands. Her two sons and a daughter, as well as her husband, are all associated in the family business. A clipping from the News Miner. Is it 1962? I remembered taking the picture and doing the story myself. I didn't know it was in 1962. At any rate, there's no date on this. Under the picture it says, at an installation ceremony held Tuesday night at the Travelers Inn, Mrs. Leslie Nerland became the 1962 president of the Pioneer Women of Alaska. Outgoing president, right, Mrs. Dennis Coyle is pictured with Mrs. Nerland. The organization consists of a small number of members who are dedicated to helping the many pioneer women in the state and to promoting the best interests of Alaska. The group was chartered in Fairbanks February 16, 1916, and is the only Pioneer Women of Alaska organization in the state. Story, I'll read the story if the tape will allow. I'll read parts of the story, that is. The story reads, the Pioneer Women of Alaska hold meetings here in Fairbanks during the year and is the only organization of its kind in the state. The group is one of the oldest or the earliest women's organizations chartered here, with records dating back to February 16, 1916. In the early days, the Pioneer Women of Alaska voted to keep its original membership qualifications and remained separate from the auxiliaries of the Pioneers of Alaska. All members of the Pioneer Women must have been in Alaska or on the drain shed of the Yukon on or before January 1, 1908. Years ago, the total membership included more than 35 women who held many social events and was the center of Fairbanks Club activities. The members purchased a clubhouse for their meetings, which was since purchased by the Culinary Union. When the clubhouse was sold, $5,000 of the money was given to the University of Alaska to be used as a revolving scholarship fund for students to borrow from and further their education. This week, a small but loyal group of members met at the Travelers Inn for a ceremony to install the newly elected officers. Mrs. Dennis Coyle, outgoing president, was succeeded by Mrs. Leslie Nerland. Mrs. Coyle will now serve the organization as chaplain and as a 3-year trustee. Also serving as an officer of the group is Mrs. Charles Kramer as vice president and Mrs. Merle Thomas as treasurer. Mrs. Amanda T. Hansen was re-elected as secretary and was installed with the other officers. Unable to attend the installation was Mrs. Harvey Carlisle, historian. Mrs. Frank Miller is sergeant-at-arms, and other members of the board of trustees are Mrs. Merle Thomas and Mrs. Minnie Brewis. The purpose of the organization is to, quote, unite pioneer women of Alaska to preserve the names of all Alaska pioneer women on record, unquote. As part of their group activities, the women preserve incidents of Alaska history and promote the best interests of Alaska. The Pioneer Women of Alaska is no longer the large, thriving organization it was in the years past, but the members are very dedicated and are doing many services for the Pioneer Women in the state. In 1956, the group compiled a list of all the guests at the Pioneer's home in Sitka and their birth dates. The women publish this list of birthdays each month and distribute copies to the newspapers in the state. The response to this project is very gratifying, and the many cards and letters received by the pioneers brighten the day of these long-time Alaskans. They appreciated being remembered, said Mrs. Hansen, who is in charge of the birthday project. The group has received requests from organizations in Anchorage and Spinard who make it a regular practice to send cards to all the pioneers celebrating birthdays, and so on and so forth. At Christmas time, the Pioneer Women of Alaska send a card and two crisp $1 bills to every woman who is a guest at the Pioneer's home. 42 women received these gifts last year. That was when Sitka was the only Pioneer home. Many wrote and expressed their appreciation. The Pioneer Women meet during the months of March through November on the second Tuesday of the month. At their dinner meetings, they read letters and messages from their mutual friends and who've moved away. In this way, they maintain their bond of kinship with the women who were among the early settlers in the state. The members' first love is Alaska. They are also feeling the need of remembering and caring for one another, as was evident in their relationships in the early days of Alaska. The charter officers of the Pioneer Women of Alaska, still remembered by the present members, are Mrs. Annie P. Caskey, President, Mrs. Bertha Patterson, First Vice President, Mrs. Fanny Johnson, Second Vice President, Agnes Herring, Secretary, Mrs. Lydia Protsman, Historian, Mrs. Helen Protsman, Sergeant-at-Arms, and Mrs. Margaret Williams, Guard. Those are charter officers who were still living then in 1962.